What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show here with the Big South champion, Coach Allen Hussle of the High Point Panthers. Coach, good to talk to you again. High life over there in North Carolina, man.
A lot better since we figured out a way to come back from a 15-point deficit on Sunday. I don't know if I'd be feeling quite the same had we kept playing the same level we were in the first half.
You kind of led me to my first question, Coach. Being down by 10 at halftime, 15-point deficit overall, man, and just overall resolve for your team, Coach. You know, you all play a lot of You blew on a lot of people this season, man. I ran close games per se, but there's all of your guys, man, to go in the locker room and come out second half and with an abandoned score 52 points, hold them up to 30 points. And just talk about your team, man, and what you saw for them all in that championship game, man.
Yeah, we've got a group of men that's tough, that's connected and deep, you know, and that's a good combination for late season. Success. And I think that's what happened this weekend. Our first unit didn't have it. Our second unit did. Our first unit was happy when our second team figured it out and we rolled with them. And, you know, you got to love it. It's great to have success. It's even better to watch those guys that were all conference over there being the biggest cheerleaders when their guys that were playing behind them were the guys that kind of took us in for the championship.
And Coach Hussle, let's get Coach Hussle. Talk about this, having guys sacrifice for the betterment of the team, like those guys off the bench sacrificing for your first unit, the support staff, the managers, your staff. Let's talk about overall this program, how the sacrifices everybody made to get y'all to this point you are right now.
You know, that's what's lost. There, a lot of people talk about everything that's wrong with collegiate sports right now. And, you know, rather than that, we choose to focus on what's right. And what's right is all the things you just mentioned. You know, team is still what wins. Continuity is what wins. Team is what wins. We've got a lot of guys that have made the selfless choices to either take a lesser role or to be okay with a role that's not exactly what they wanted, all the way down to the managers and the GAs and all the people that make our program tick. And, you know, I'm very thankful to be a part of this thing, the little small part that I am. And I get too much credit for it when it works, but I can tell you there's a lot of human beings here that have given up a lot to make it work.
No doubt, Coach. And I feel like that's the beauty of watching your team this year. I watched it from afar. I've noticed you guys are very connected together, offensively, defensively, just cheerleading, like you were talking about in the tournament, man. I've really loved it about your team because I've been on teams, unfortunately, where we weren't connected. I know how that goes, unfortunately. But to see what your team did this year, watching you when I watched you on my ESPN app and watch you guys, like, you were already together. And did you see that in the summertime kind of coming together where in the workouts where you thought to yourself and your staff, we really have something special here because these guys are really on one accord and love each other for the right reasons?
Yeah, like every team, you know, you have your ups and downs. And we had a bunch of guys hurt in the fall. And so, you know, everybody kind of got an opportunity to play. Some guys got to play bigger roles than they ended up playing at the end of the year. Some guys played different roles while those guys were out with their injuries. But we had essentially half of our rotation miss significant portions of time here in the fall and in the winter. So once we got everybody back then, you know, we had to get kind of on the chemistry deal a little bit later because we didn't start game one with all of our bullets in our gun. We had to kind of learn midstream, and we had some ups and some downs, and, you know, we had some moments of selfishness, but it was replaced quickly by many more moments of selflessness. And, you know, I'm really pleased these guys came together. Whether it was there in the summer, we knew we had all the pieces if they would fall in and figure out that they needed to play for the name on the front of their jersey. And, you know, when they put the basketball on the floor, they were thinking about making a play for a teammate. We figured if we'd get those two lessons across, you know, and just play a little bit of defense and rebound just a little bit, we figured we'd have a good shot to be pretty special.
No doubt, Coach. And you all really did a good, great job rebounding the ball, in my opinion. You out-rebounded your opponents throughout the hole. You're looking at your stats. And talk about that piece, Coach. Crash the glass offensively and defense get that rebound, because when you really own the glass, you can get out there and play the pace you want to play with. And then defensively, you do what you want to. And these teams hate when you rebound the ball. They defend you for 28 seconds, and you get a rebound offensively. It is the ball out to them. It breaks the spirit. So talk about rebounding on both ends of the floor, how important that really is.
I mean, really on both ends, we struggled to rebound the ball on both ends early in the season. And it made our pace so much slower because we were taking the ball out of the net every single time. And instead of running and playing fast break basketball, which is where we really thrive, you know, and then on the offensive end, you just said it, you got to be awfully efficient if you don't give yourself more opportunities. Like, it doesn't take quantum physics or crazy algorithms to figure out the simple math. Like, if you don't get as many shots as the other team, that's not as good thing, you know. And if you get offensive rebounds and you don't turn the ball over, the math battle starts to be in your side. You know, you get more shots than the other team. You know, if you shoot them at relatively well, you're going to win most games.
No doubt. You did a good job batting the ball, Coach. 10 turnovers a game, and I know you probably want it to be lower, but Arizona only 5 turnovers a half, especially if they're not allowed ball turnovers, especially if they're not allowed ball. Pick six is just okay for you to kind of get your defense set again. Talk about that mindset that you all went into practice this year, evaluating that basketball so you can have the math equation be on your side.
You know, we're fortunate. We had two really good point guards, Keza Jiffa and Bobby Pettiford. And those two guys, you know, they set the tone. Neither of them turns the ball over at a huge rate. Bobby in particular really takes care of the basketball. You know, he's a really – Keza's a little bit more of a points guard. You know, he's a score-first guy at point. But when Bobby comes in, he's really a distributor that values it. And I think when you have guys that take care of that thing and pass it to the guy in the same color jersey they're wearing, you give yourself an opportunity again on that math battle. And I know I keep going back to that, but, you know, that math battle's on your side. You know, you can lose, you know, you can have a bad shooting night. The other team can have a great shooting night, but man, when that math battle's consistently on your side, you give yourself an opportunity.
100%, Coach. And also, man, talk about Justin. I mean, defense player of the year, man. Talk about him setting your defense for you, being a force out there, blowing up actions, screening the ball, rebounding the ball for you guys. So talk about what he's meant to you defensively and him getting that defense player of the year in the Big South for you guys.
He does two things. Number one, we play ball screens 2-on-2 and kind of a deep drop. And because of that, you know, we don't give up very many threes. We don't give up very many assists because we're able to stay home everywhere else because Jeslin's able to you know, basically play 2-on-1. It's almost like he's on a when the other team plays pick and roll, it's almost like he's in a 2-on-1 fast break situation. But he's so dominant back there, and you know, he blocks a ton of shots. He ended up third in our league in blocks, but he deters even more. I mean, people just think about it. Anybody that goes in the lane against him is looking for him. They're trying to figure out where he is. And he makes the other team play outside in rather than inside out. And then he's just elite. A year ago, he wasn't a great defensive rebounder. He's already a great offensive rebounder. But he worked hard at becoming a better blockout guy, understanding angles, being a hit-and-go-get guy. He really did a phenomenal job as a defensive rebounder this year. And when you have a guy that can anchor your defense and pick and roll like he is and not commit other bodies to it, and then you, on top of it, he can go from those 2-on-1s and he can go rip the board down, start the fast break, then you're into something special. And that's where he is.
100%, coach. And you know what? Having a guy like that defensively, man, it makes it easier for your guards too. Because in case they do get beat, he's ready to erase it for you as well. So having him right there, man, is a impressive thing to have. And coach, talk about this, man. I looked at his way he moves his feet. I know that's very important defensively, how you move your feet. It's about his footwork defensively, how he moves his feet, and is very, very active with his feet and his hands defensively.
Yeah, his mobility just in general is off the charts. And that's, you're right, his feet are elite. I mean, he can switch pick and rolls, he can drop coverage pick and rolls, he can get out in hard hedge pick and rolls. You know, and when we veer switch or just true switch things, man, he's really good. He's just he can really stay in front of guys, even shifty small guards. You know, and when you're 7 foot and have a 7'8" wingspan, and you can jump and run and move your feet like he can, you have a chance to be pretty darn good.
100%, coach. And you got 4 guys on the all-conference team, which speaks to your depth and speaks to what the roster that you have. And how proud are you of those guys really to make this all-conference team and just show what the quality of player and team that you had this year, better than your record, of course, but just being around them every day and watching these guys work?
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of even the guys that aren't. I mean, you know, that sometimes they're even, you know, we've got a number of guys that are all conference quality guys that didn't end up being all conference. And, you know, I'm as proud of them. Like I look at Bobby Pettiford. I've told everybody that'll listen, I think Bobby Pettiford was our MVP this season. You know, he didn't get the awards because he missed some games with injuries, and he kind of got blended back into the equation a little bit later. We missed him for a portion of the non-conference and, you know, pretty much all fall and all summer. But, you know, he was a guy that really made us tick, and his unselfishness I thought was contagious. You know, you combine that with Kamani Hamilton, who I've been on record saying many a times is as unselfish a player as I've ever coached. You know, you have two of those guys, you have a chance to be special, because those are two of your most talented players, and they're by far and away your two most unselfish players. And that's a heck of a combination for a coach.
100%, coach. You know, Bobby got your MVP. It really helped spur that run on. I know that made you feel good. And actually, speaking of him right now, him getting that award, get get that recognition of what he did for your team in that game. It's Winthrop, who's a tough team, and Mar does a hell of a job over there. What he contributed, I know it made the whole High Point family happy.
Absolutely. I mean, Bobby's given up so much, and you know, like I said, I think he's our MVP this season, and he comes off the bench, and I think that just speaks to the depth of our team, and it speaks to the character of Bobby.
100%. Coach, looking at your team this year, man, in all 34 of your games, just pretty much in every game, and you know, with opportunities to win those, it goes your way. Talk about having, even with your injuries, knowing that you was pretty much in every game this year, all 34, with no blowouts, nothing out of control. If things went the right way in 5 of those games, you still could have won those games.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it's been for 2 years. We've been fortunate to be able to stay with people on bad nights. And, yeah, I think that speaks to the character of our team. You know, when things aren't going well, and, of course, we had those nights, we found ways to hang in there. And, you know, I think that's an important thing when you're at our level, because you're always – battling against the, you know, the perception of kind of the high major stuff and the numbers that are working against you. So, you know, you got to hang in there and you got to give yourself a chance every single night.
Coach, and with the way you all been playing, especially this year, you was everybody in the Big South's big game. They was all gunning for you every night and still do what you did to the mindset of your team. And while I want to ask you about that, how was your team in film sessions and walkthroughs and shoot-arounds about attention and detail? I know when you win so much, sometimes your habits can lapse. But how did you and your team really keep the right habits and not get too high on themselves when they're winning so much and also knowing that you're taking everybody's best shot every night?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you two answers to that. And I think you're 100% right. I mean, it's, as you know, it's the hardest thing is literally to you know, learn after wins, right? Because the mind, the human condition is to let down and relax, get fat and happy when you have success. Fortunately for our guys, when they signed up to be a part of this program this year, whether it was the guys that decided to stay, the returners, or whether it was the guys that came in, you know, we explained very thoroughly the expectation and what the expectations were going to look like for our team, and then what our internal expectations, you know, are going to be, because when you're everyone's best biggest game, you know, when you're picked to be you're the preseason favorite, it's just you have to be in a different space. You know, a season ago we were picked seventh and we ended up winning the league, but we didn't get everybody's best shot that year. You know, it was different. Everybody, you know, Asheville was getting everybody's best shot that year, and Winthrop and Longwood were getting everybody's best shots. They were picked at the top of the league. We weren't. You know, we snuck up on a few people that year, and it was just a totally different deal. We probably got four or five teams that didn't give us their best effort. We didn't get that at all this year. We got everybody's best shot, and we felt it. You know, it was more difficult. There's good coaches and good players in this league, and you know, there's a responsibility to bring everyday guys into the program, to be everyday guys in practice. And then, you know, then hopefully it translates to games. You know, the other piece of it is we had a bunch of returners. And a season ago, we had the nation's longest winning streak, you know, through the early part of 2024. And, you know, through that 12-game winning streak where, you know, basically we didn't lose for almost 7 weeks. And we felt like during that we weren't great. We didn't learn our lessons. You know, we were a little too caught up in the success. And I think it bit us in the conference tournament. I think the beautiful thing about this group is we stayed centered, you know, and we didn't get too high or low after wins, losses. We kept process oriented and centered. And, you know, the few times we did shift out of center, we got quickly back calibrated where we needed to be and got back on the task at hand. And we all knew the task at hand for us was winning the conference tournament championship.
No doubt. And our coach Hustle, I know you're not the one to bat yourself on the bat too much, but you won coach of the year 2 years in a row since being here at High Point, man. You're doing a hell of a job, as I told you off the air. Talk about that for you personally and your staff around you and the players you've gotten, really help you get this award and just knowing that you're coming into this job, you had a vision and it's coming to fruition right now 2 years in a row.
I hate the Coach of the Year award, honestly. You know, it should be called Program of the Year, or maybe Staff of the Year, because head guys get way too much credit. You know, we've got to figure out some other way to do it. And what it really tells me is that we've got a great staff. We've, you know, whether it's support staff or assistant coaches, we've got great administration, and we've got players that are really focused and willing to listen, learn, and improve. You know, and the fact that I've been recognized for it's nice. I got something to go on my shelves at home, but I can tell you, I'll trade them all for just us playing well and having an opportunity to go play in this March Madness tournament.
I hear that, Coach. And last one for you, Coach, is how do you kind of approach these few days? You don't know who you're going to play, which also going to give you guys a few days off and rest, but also stay sharp. So how do you kind of balance the rest versus rust and trying to find the right calibration per se so you're ready to roll once you find out on Sunday who you all are playing?
Yeah, I think you just said it. We gave them 2 days off for them to walk around campus. Everybody tell them how good they are. And, you know, yesterday we got recentered and we got back to work. We did about 100 minutes on the floor working on some of our stuff, mostly dribble passing and shooting. Since we didn't do that real well over the weekend, we weren't real sharp offensively. And then today we'll get back with a little bit of team stuff. And, you know, as we trend towards Sunday, we'll try to figure out some possible opponents and make sure we're prepared no matter which way we pivot, you know, to jump out there, throw a game plan together and start working back into prep mode, which is kind of where we've been for the last few months.
Well, co-host, I'm thankful for you coming on the show again today, and I'll be looking forward to that bracket, and I'll be cheering for you. Hopefully, we're talking again in when we're going to the Sweet 16. Hopefully, we can talk again in a few today's whole time, man. That you had a good run for first round of this tournament, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, coach.
Thanks much.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. Bet Online continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.